The famous mathematician Carl Friedrich Gauss said, "Mathematics is the queen of science, and arithmetic is the queen of mathematics." I agree with that. Algebra, calculus, geometry, statistics, and etc. They're all useful tools, but they all rely on arithmetic. All the fancy statements and equations are ultimately expressed in adds, subtracts, multiplies, and divides. That's how we get the computer models we use to build bridges, skyscrapers, jumbo jets, and many other artifacts. Suppose we trained a bunch of engineers to believe that 2 plus 2 makes 5, and 3 plus 3 makes 2, and so forth. Then suppose we ask those engineers to build us a bridge. Would you want to drive a car across a bridge created under those conditions? I wouldn't. But we're trying to run our entire society on a bunch of false assumptions. These false assumptions are even more riddled with logical and scientific errors than our hypothetical bridge. What could go wrong? We seem to be in the process of finding out what could go wrong. And we're finding it out the hard way. We need to go back to real arithmetic, where 2 plus 2 always makes 4. We need to get rid of lawyer arithmetic, where 2 plus 2 makes whatever the judge says it makes. In my opinion, the total a judge comes up with is highly dependent on who gave the biggest bribe. That's the essence of lawyer arithmetic. The government is run by lawyers. They are the ideological descendants of the criminal con men who gave us the U.S. Constitution. The word lawyer does not appear in the Constitution, but lawyers rule. The government has been lying about inflation. The government has been lying about the vote counts. The government has been lying about how it spends money. The government has been lying about how it gets money and how much money it gets. The government has been censoring everything possible to enforce its lies. People are now demanding an audit of the recent election. If people find out how crooked that was, they will demand an audit of all government activities. But the fact that the Arizona auditors are so slow in releasing the results is a huge red flag. The account should have been released daily as it occurred. If we get partial results on election day, why can't we get partial results from the audit? The longer the release of the Arizona audit results are delayed, the less confidence I will have that they remotely resemble what the actual count should have been. The Defense Department is authorized to spend $738 billion a year, but it apparently has lost track of somewhere north of $90 trillion in the recent past. That's according to a forensic analysis done by the highly qualified Dr. Mark Skidmore. $90 trillion. That makes no sense at all. Until we get a government that can at least come up with a credible lie, we will continue to have an extremely dysfunctional society. When we ratified the U.S. Constitution in 1788, we created a governmental criminal class with a license to steal, kidnap, and kill. The founding criminals promised to give us a detailed report on how they spent the money they stole. The criminals promised to only kidnap and kill the bad people. The criminals promised freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to keep and bear arms, and many other rosy scenarios. That Constitution was a contract that has obviously been broken over and over by the U.S. government. That contract was seriously flawed from the beginning. The rights we gave up were a great deal more valuable than the return we would have received if the government had kept its promises. Now that the government has broken every promise, our social contract is in serious need of repair or replacement. We need a system that will establish and maintain equal treatment for all people. A contract that says, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." That works for me. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.